In Milwaukee, one organization tries to help veterans grapple with their post-traumatic stress disorder through music. Patrick Anettesheim is a guitar instructor who was inspired to start Guitars for Vets after meeting a Vietnam veteran. He started the organization in 2007, and it has since provided more than 20,000 free lessons to veterans in 20 states. Rob Ferret sat down with Patrick last week to hear his story of working with veterans and helping them heal through music.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us the origin story. How did Guitars for Vets get started?
Guitars for Vets was established back in 2007. I want to preface that with saying I am not a veteran myself. I'm a music instructor, a composer, and a performer. And a guitar student was referred to me back in, it would have been fall of 2006. His name is Dan Van Buskirk. And Dan served in Vietnam in 1st Marine Recon. Dan came into his first lesson and said that he had always wanted to learn how to play guitar, but felt that because of a disability, as he put it, PTSD, that would be very difficult for him to do. He had experienced a lot of what he felt was failures in his attempt to do various things that he wanted to accomplish. So our relationship started off as instructor-student, but soon the teamwork and camaraderie that can develop during guitar lessons did start forming, and he was curious as to what it was like to be a professional musician, and I wanted to learn more about his Vietnam experience. So we started sharing those stories, those war stories on both sides of the equation. Dan's definitely more intense than mine, but he would beg to differ. He's a very proud and courageous man.
Well, before we got to how you started spreading this idea, I mean, what did Dan get out of these ongoing guitar lessons? Did it help him with his PTSD, with his post-war experiences?
He believed it did, and I could see a difference as well. And I think the thing that was really the catalyst for positive change is definitely the guitar being there, but there's another element too. And I've come up with an acronym for it. I call it PAGE, being on the same page. And it's P for patience, A for acceptance, G for gratitude, E, empathy. And that's what we tell all of our volunteer instructors across the United States. You need to know how to play guitar. I mean, you don't have to be a guitar player extraordinaire, but you have to have a good understanding of these components of interpersonal relationships. And it was that acceptance and that patience with him, the thankfulness of what he has sacrificed for his country, and being able to sit and listen to his stories of what he went through to get into those shoes with him, but you know the key is to be able to get out of it afterwards. But that really led to trust, being comfortable with sharing. So I really think the guitar is the element that allows people to emote with music and with feeling, and that segues itself to share communication verbally.
Now, as you mentioned, it started with just you and Dan. Now it's all over the country, really. How do you get veterans? How do you reach out to veterans to get involved in this program?
Well, it isn't too difficult. It seems that at some point in people's life, most folks would have liked to learn how to play guitar. I guess the best way to put it, it's a sexy instrument in many senses of the word. And guitar is something that when you are playing it, it pays itself forward. The VA has, Veterans Administration, medical centers have various modalities of getting veterans involved and working with brain issues such as various cognitive disabilities, PTSD, percussive head injuries, a whole plethora of those things through initiatives like knitting, fly tying, fishing, a lot of athletic stuff, but not a lot beyond their music therapist in music. So when this is offered, you're not only going to learn guitar, but you're going to be awarded a brand new guitar after completing 10 free lessons. It pretty much sells itself just on that basis. Here's my opportunity to learn a guitar, and they're going to give me one as a badge of honor. Heck yeah, I'm in.
Now, for the guitar instructors involved in this, is this just a normal guitar lesson for them, or do they get some kind of special training for guitars for vets?
Well, it's pretty much what I alluded to before. It's the patient acceptance, gratitude, and empathy. We make that very clear. We have a national chapter coordinator, a good gentleman by the name of Bernie Kampf, who is also a veteran of the Vietnam era. He screens these people and speaks to them regarding the methodology of our program, which is simply teach the way that you feel the student wants to learn. Because we're doing one-on-one lessons, we can really tailor them to fit the individual, to fit their learning rate, to teach them the songs from the bands that they grew up with or really enjoy listening to. So I really like to make it clear, we are not music therapists. We are not trained therapists in any sense of the word. We're guitar teachers. But it's the act of being present with someone and not putting judgment on them and not taking notes on what they're sharing. You know, well, you're going to need this medication, you're going to need this therapy. That's for the professionals to be doing that. We are there to teach guitar, and then all of these benefits just start showing themselves, because the fact that somebody's volunteering to sit down and spend time sharing this art, and there's a tremendous amount of gratitude and appreciation that comes from the veterans that we work with, and I must say that pays itself both directions. It feels really good to help out our brothers and sisters by teaching them music.
Now, if somebody's out there listening and either they're a veteran who says, yeah, I'd like to give this a shot, or somebody who teaches guitar and says, wow, I would love to work with this program, what should they do to get involved?
Well, what they should do is go to www.guitars4, or they can use the number 4, vets.org or .com. We got them both. So go to guitarsforvets.org, and you will see a way that you can contact the national chapter coordinator, and then he will run you through the process of how you can volunteer if you want to be a teacher, or if we've got another channel that you'll be taken to if you want to do fundraising. If you're a vet, wants to get involved in the program, what I can tell Wisconsin listeners is we have 3 very strong programs in the state. We were founded in Milwaukee at the Blocky VA is a program. Madison, the Willie Street Vet Center, I think they're still on Willie Street. They may have moved recently. And we have a great chapter in Green Bay. So, unfortunately, there is a queue, as it's called, in the system to get in. Demand is great, and the real bottleneck to expanding our mission is fundraising.
All right, Patrick, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
That was Patrick Nettesheim, who joined Rob Ferret last week to tell us his story about working with veterans through his organization, Guitars for Vets.